Food is the language everyone speaks, but do we truly understand it?
Between the conversations over organic food and GMOs, different diets taking the world by storm, and how what we eat actually impacts our environment,
there's no shortage of things to learn about. Hi, I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is Serving Up Science.
It's the holiday season, and supermarkets are becoming more packed as people get ready for family get-togethers.
And a lot of leftovers, which brings us back to food waste, something we've covered on the series before. But do you know how your household's food waste impacts the environment?
To learn more about food waste, we're joined today via phone by Amanda Cuellar. She's a researcher working with the National Socio-Environmental Synthesis Center, or CSSINC, out of the University of Maryland in Annapolis. Thanks for joining us, Amanda.
Thank you.
We've talked a little bit about food waste in previous episodes, but I think there's a lot more to share. So I'm hoping, Amanda, you can start by telling us how much food is wasted in the U.S. every year, and where does it end up?
So in the U.S., we waste about 30 to 50% of available food each year, which comes out to about $1,200 to $1,500 worth of food for the average American family of four. When we look at where this waste goes, most of it actually goes to the landfill, about 20 million tons, which is equivalent to the weight of all Americans. So that's what we're throwing in the landfill every year. The remaining portion of it is composted, about 2 million tons, and then about 7 million tons is combusted for energy generation.
What does wasting food mean exactly for the environment?
That's a good question. So when we throw away food, we're also wasting the resources that we use to produce the food, such as water, land, fertilizers, pesticides, energy, and other things. And also the consequences of food production, for instance, pollution to air, water, and land, soil degradation, and biodiversity loss. When we look at these emissions to the air, we find that the greenhouse gas emissions that come from wasted food is equivalent to about 33 million passenger vehicles driving for a year.
That is insane.
And even though we know a fair amount about the greenhouse gas emissions from food loss and waste, the extent of these impacts on other areas of the environment are less known.
We're speaking with Amanda Cuellar. She's a researcher working with the National Socio-Environmental Synthesis Center, or CSSINC, out of the University of Maryland in Annapolis, about food waste.
All right, but we can for sure say what we do know is that this is a huge problem. So tell us a little bit about what we can do.
So I am working with CSSINC and other researchers on a new study that takes a comprehensive look at the environmental impacts of interventions to prevent food waste and repurpose excess food. So far, we're finding that the interventions with the biggest potential to decrease the environmental impacts of food loss and waste is food waste prevention. So that means when you're thinking about making your Thanksgiving dinner, try only to get as much food as you need. And if you do have leftovers, keep in mind that eating those leftovers is better for the environment than throwing it away or composting it.
Amanda, is anyone else doing anything about food waste?
Actually, there are. In 2015, the UN included the goal of having food waste by 2030 in the Sustainable Development Goals. Soon after, in 2015, the USDA and EPA announced that they would also have the goal of reducing food loss and waste by a half by 2030.
You've been listening to Amanda Cuellar talking about food waste. She's a researcher working with CSSINC out of the University of Maryland. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
For more information on food waste, you can visit food.msu.edu to watch a recent community roundtable discussion on the topic.
Serving Up Science is produced in association with Food at MSU. I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is WKAR.